Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
What a difference a weekend can make. Just days to go now until voters take to the polls. The final push is on, and here to talk us through the political landscape and what to look out for in the days ahead, our reporter Una Kelly is with me. Hello, Una.
Hello, Claire.
Last few days to go. Now, Simon Harris was here a little bit earlier after a fairly challenging weekend, and he was saying it's all still to play for in the campaign.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He mentioned that phrase a couple of times, and Claire, spending nearly the first half of that interview with you answering questions on some missteps rather than getting to talk about policy. It's not the place Simon Harris would have envisaged he'd be in, I think, going into the final week of this campaign. And people can, of course, listen back to that full interview wherever they get their podcast. And I thought it was interesting as well, Claire, when he was asked about the controversy with John McGahan, the candidate in Louth. It was very clear that he backed John McGahan, but it was interesting that he was very clear in mentioning the other Fine Gael candidate in Louth as well. So I think it's clear that Simon Harris knows the pressure is on at this stage, all to play for a three-party race, polls showing it's a very tight election. Those are all phrases he was using.
So would you say then that there's a sense the momentum is changing in the campaign in the final days?
I think we're seeing that from the polls we've seen over the past couple of days, and the usual health warnings with all of that of polls are just a snapshot in time, and we have to be mindful of margins of error as well. Politicians might say sometimes that they don't look at those polls, but we know, of course, they do see it as an indication of the direction the electorate is heading in. So we had the Sunday Independent poll on Sunday showing Fine Gael down 4 points to 22%, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin on around 20% support. That poll was taken on Thursday and Friday last week, a margin of error of around 2.3%. The Irish Times poll this morning, Fianna Fáil on 21%, up 2 points, Sinn Féin 20%, up one, and Fine Gael on 19%, which is down six, which seems to be significant. That was taken Wednesday to Saturday last week, margin of error of 2.8%. And neither poll, of course, takes account of the fallout of that encounter between Simon Harris and the carer Charlotte Fallon in Kanturk on Friday night. But I think, Claire, those polls will set the tone and agenda for the final days now for the three larger parties. Fine Gael have limited time to turn it around. Fianna Fáil appear to be steady, and Sinn Féin support appears to have stabilised, so they'll want to maintain and build on that now. For the smaller parties, there's little change. The Green Party is up one at 4%. This is in the Irish Times poll. Labour on 4%, down one. Social Democrats 6%, up two. People Before Profit on 3%, up one. Into No Change on 3%. And Independents, which includes Independent Ireland, they're down three, but they are still polling strongly on 17%.
Okay, lists of all of the constituents available on rte.ie/constituencies. There's no doubt about it, though, Una, the pressure's really mounting for the three party leaders, the three big party leaders, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, ahead of the leaders' debate, the final debate tomorrow night on TV.
Yeah, I think it'll be really crucial, Claire, given the fact that the parties now appear to be so close in support, and it really is all to play for. And when you consider how many people watched the 10-way leaders' debate that we had last week, people are interested, and they do tend, I suppose, to become most engaged in the final week. For lots of people, anything that's said in the debate, I suppose, will just confirm the direction they were already leaning. But there is, of course, a significant chunk of undecided voters who will really be engaging this week in the campaign to make up their minds. So I think if anyone has a serious clangor in that debate, or if there's a very strong performance from someone, it could shift things in a significant way again just before polling day.
Okay, and it's on RTE One Television, 9:35 tomorrow night. So looking at the other parties then, the Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman has been speaking about the balance of power when it comes to independence in any potential coalition government. And this is where it gets really interesting. What's he been saying?
Yes, so in an Irish Times interview, he was criticising governments which have had some independent involvement. He said that the 2016 to 2020 minority government did not give stability or take difficult decisions. Independents would dispute that, of course, and likely underline the important role that they've played in governments. But I think another party leader essentially warning voters not to go for independence indicates that they are worried about the rise in support for independence. And Roderick O'Gorman as well also warning again about the potential economic instability ahead and the possibility of a transatlantic trade shock. His take is that stability is more important now than ever. And Micheál Martin again this morning morning on Morning Ireland was talking about a possible change in the economic situation. So I think that'll really become a dominant theme in the coming days.
All right, the last few days are going to be frantic. What's on the agenda for today?
Yes, so Sinn Féin are focusing on homelessness. They're calling for the homelessness figures to be released before polling day. Now, they were talking about this last week and are talking about it again. Dara O'Brien said that since 2020, the homeless figures have been published on the last Friday of every month. He said he doesn't control whether he can change that or not, and said that this was agreed to depoliticise those figures. Independent Ireland, they're highlighting the cost of living issues, housing and challenges in rural Ireland. Social Democrats today have a policy on providing greater support for families. People Before Profit are talking about their plan for universal free healthcare. Labour, meanwhile, launching their plans for Dublin, and the Green Party are announcing details of the party's priorities in arts and culture.
Una, thank you very much. That's our reporter, Una Kelly. Maura Fay has been speaking to young farmers right across the country and asking them what they want from politicians who are looking for their vote.
My name is Anna Mooney. I am a young farmer in Tipperary. I'm a dairy farmer. At the moment, I'm farming with my father. He is 71. I suppose for me as a young farmer voting, looking at the upcoming general election, I am voting for a government that is vocal in supporting the Irish farmers, that doesn't allow farming to be used as a scapegoat for environmental issues. Derogation is a big issue in dairy farming and Irish farming. The government needs to secure derogation. Without this, the future planning of their businesses, it's just so unknown, it is crazy. So derogation, at the moment, it's at 220 kg of nitrogen, so that's organic N. If that was reduced to 170 kg of N, that would mean that the national herd, but also your own herd number, would be reduced. So instead of being allowed to milk the number of cows that currently I'm milking at home, I would have to reduce my herd, or else another option would be I would have to look for more land. If every farmer is going to look for more land, it's not going to be feasible. The price is going to skyrocket, and it would probably make dairy farming less profitable.
I'm Owen Lenihan. I'm farming here in Dalekin, County Meath, in partnership with my father. We're milking around 100 cows. The biggest issues, I think, is a lack of clarity. They're saying the derogation, they don't know what's going to happen in 2 years' time. But how are we meant to plan ahead with borrowings to build infrastructure if we don't know in 2 years' time if we're going to be allowed to carry the same amount of cows as what we are at the minute, which is what we base the loans off? So it's a bit of common sense more than throwing money at the problem. Then you have a lot of red tape with regards to building the likes of slurry storage with planning permission and all that. Takes far too long. It could take at least 12 months, if not more, before you're allowed to start. And that just kicks the can down the road. You have other things like carbon tax. Like, what's our alternative to burning diesel in machinery? Like, we've no electric tractors. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. We need to burn diesel. You think with the carbon tax, like, are they trying to make us save diesel? But we're doing our best to cut down on as much diesel as possible. Like, we're not running tractors just for the crack.
David Lyons from Carstavine here, down in Sokerry, part-time farming with my father, and I've my own farm as well that I'm renting at the moment. We're farming suckers and sheep that we mostly sell off as stores in the local mart there in Carstavine, Ivra Mart. I suppose more clarity around the payments and the payment dates and what can farmers expect down the line. It's been well documented there in the last couple of months about the acres payment. It's up in a heap at the moment. Some farmers are getting paid. More farmers aren't getting paid. Farmers have bills to pay. They've fertilizer bills, feed bills to pay, and no payments coming in, and there's delay in the payments. I'd also like to see young farmers like myself that are producing lambs and calves getting better, maybe, payments as we're producing produce for the markets compared to more farmers that are getting the single farm payments and aren't producing, we'll say, the lambs or the cattle for the food market. I think some farmers are carrying the bare amount of animals just to draw down their payments every year, you know, and they're not contributing to the food market.
That's our reporter Maura Fay getting the views of young farmers ahead of polling day on Friday. Coming up, some people dread it, some people can't wait for it. What retirement can do for our relationships. That's with Dr. Harry Barry and Dr. Anne-Marie Craven. Plus, from We Will Rock You to the Proclaimers 500 Miles, what makes an earworm?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.